With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Republican lawmaker says a push to permanently protect U.S. grizzly bears because they're considered sacred among Native Americans would elevate, quote, sentimental biases above science. California Representative Tom McClintock is the ranking Republican on a House panel that's considering a ban on grizzly hunting outside Alaska, regardless of the species' population size. McClintock says the proposal ignores the grizzly's recovery in parts of the Northern Rockies. Montana's Republican Representative Greg Gianforte also spoke out against the bill. He noted that grizzlies increasingly are showing up in agricultural areas where there's a greater risk of run-ins with humans. The sponsor of a bill Governor Steve Bullock signed last week to prevent aquatic invasive species says he's happy with the funding package, despite some last-minute changes.
It was a long process, like everything is. Went through several reiterations.
That's Democratic State Representative Willis Curdy from Missoula at the meeting of a group dedicated to stymieing the spread of zebra and quagga mussels in Polson today. Curdy's package provides more than $5 million in state funding starting in 2021, along with a little more than $1 million in federal funding. The money comes from fees on hydroelectric producers, a prevention pass for anglers, fees on out-of-state boats, and in-state registration fees for boats. But a last-minute companion bill in the Senate changed up the structure. That bill got rid of in-state boat registration fees and replaced the funding with roughly the same amount, but from the general fund. Governor Steve Bullock's presidential campaign says it's raised $1 million in its first day. But details on where that money's coming from are not yet publicly available. Corin Gates-Carney reports.
The $1 million cash on hand would rank Governor Bullock 16th among Democratic presidential candidates, according to the most recent federal campaign filings. However, much of that data is a month and a half old and does not include money from recent contenders entering the race, like former Vice President Joe Biden. In mid-2017, before Bullock created his new presidential campaign committee Tuesday, he used a separate Big Sky Values PAC to fund his efforts before officially announcing. That funded several trips to Iowa, hiring early staff, and travel to events around the country. Bullock's pre-campaign announcement spending amounted to around $1.5 million since the PAC was created. The PAC still had over $200,000 in the bank at the end of March. Bullock's campaign says the $1 million it raised over its first 24 hours came from contributions from all 50 states. That isn't publicly verifiable yet because presidential committees report their donations monthly or quarterly. When the Bullock for President Committee does file its first report, it must include all receipts and spending from before the official campaign started. The Federal Election Commission website says this includes money spent in a, quote, testing the water, unquote, phase of the candidacy. I'm Corin Gates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. U.S. Senator Steve Daines continues to pressure the U.S. Forest Service to reconsider proposed mountain bike closures in two Montana wilderness study areas. Edward O'Brien reports.
U.S. Forest Service Chief Vicki Christensen vows the agency will meet with mountain biking groups who want to regain access to two wilderness study areas in the Bitterroot National Forest.
We recognize the importance of access, and it is balancing our multiple use mandates, and it's about sitting down and working this out together under my watch. It will be a priority.
Christensen's comments in Wednesday's meeting of the U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee are a follow-up to a letter Republican Senator Steve Daines sent earlier this spring. Daines demanded the Forest Service reconsider the proposed closure of about 121 miles of trails within two local wilderness study areas. The Blue Joint WSA is south of Darby along the Idaho border. The Sapphire WSA is southeast of Hamilton. The Forest closed those areas to cyclists when its travel plan was updated in 2016.
Forest plans in the Bitterroot and elsewhere are locking out historic uses, such as mountain biking, such as snowmobiling in areas that are not designated as wilderness. These are trails that some families have used literally for generations, and now they're banned from that area.
The Montana Wilderness Association supports the proposal to bar mountain bikers from the Blue Joint and Sapphire WSAs. Aaron Clark is that group's Western Montana field director.
We see them as having tremendous potential for inclusion in the National Wilderness Preservation System. and would like to see maintaining or enhancing wilderness character as much as possible to ensure that that continues to be a possibility.
Clark says Bitterroot Forest officials have already given ample opportunity for everyone on both sides of the issue to weigh in. It's unclear when a final decision on the mountain bike issue will be made. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.